إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness and fear and obedience of Allah Most High. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the religion of Islam has been sent down as a blessing for mankind, and it is in perfect order. The religion of Allah improves the conditions of people. It improves the state of affairs of people and rectifies them. And it warns against useless and vain speech. Islam warns against useless and vain speeches and actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He beautifies the followers of Islam through His deen. Islam beautifies the one who practices it, and it distances a person away from all kinds of evil actions and behavior. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allah is honorable and He loves those who have honor. And He loves those who strive to correct their actions and stay away from vain speech and action. And they stay away from futile speech and actions, narrated by Tabarani. So the goal of Islam, one of the main goals of Islam, is to abstain from all kinds of forbidden things, all kinds of indecency, all kinds of vulgarity, and to implant purity and virtue and chaste and chastity in the adherent of Islam. Islam, it encourages chastity and generosity, and it distances people from their animalistic and satanic lusts. Islam, it teaches us chastity, and it distances us from the satanic lusts and desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Let them remain chaste, those who cannot afford to get married, until Allah enriches them out of His bounty. And Allah Most High, He says, وَأَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And He says, addressing the believing women, that they remain chaste is better for them, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates regarding when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began the mission of teaching Islam to the people of Mecca, who were steeped in the barbaric practices of Jahiliyyah. When Abu Sufyan, he traveled to trade in Syria, he met Caesar, the ruler of the Romans, and Caesar had heard about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he called Abu Sufyan and he said, "Tell me, what does this man teach? What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach?" So Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim, he said he teaches to worship Allah alone, associating no partner with Him, and to not worship the ancestors and their gods that we worship before, and to establish prayer, and to give charity, and to be chaste, to have chastity, and to be truthful to one's word, and return trust to the rightful owners. So one of the primary messages of the Prophet ﷺ is to establish chastity amongst the believers. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the first two people who will enter paradise were shown to me. One was a chaste man, somebody who was chaste. And the second was a slave who was devoted to Allah and loyal to his master. Chastity in Islam is what stops us from deteriorating into the lustful desires and following the despicable lusts and desires. Chastity is what refrains us from following the evils of the lusts. It helps us to achieve our good interests and curbs us away from the evil interests that a person has. Chastity is beautifying the one who practices it. It is decency, it is purity, it is virtue. All of these noble characteristics is found in chastity. When we have chastity, it strengthens our soul to go away from sin and improves us by doing good deeds, having good manners, having good akhlaq, and leaving filth and immorality, and leaving the degrading and the despicable. Chastity in Islam, what it teaches us is to have honor, to have decency, and not to be corrupt and to follow all the indecencies. Don't obey the desires. Don't yield to your desires. Do not give in to the lusts. Beloved brothers in Islam, for any person to look at Islam, they see the benefit of the teachings of this beautiful religion. They see how it teaches us to improve our behavior and be dignified. And if we look around us, everywhere we look, we see the filth of indecency. We find the loss of decency amongst people. On every channel on the television or internet, you see indecency spread far and wide. You see people who have no ghira, no jealousy over their close female relatives. Whatever they do, they feel no jealousy or no concern for what is happening to the female relatives. We find that people have lost courtesy and kindness, but rather they just follow whatever their animalistic desires tell them to do. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what brought about this indecency in the world, this filthy indecency that spread in society? What brought it about is people abandoning the teachings of Islam. People who do not follow the limits set by Islam. And if they follow this immorality, it leads to destruction. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Sharia came to rectify and bring chastity and to bring decency and to bring honor to society, both to the individual and to the society as a whole. It orders us to guard our chastity, to guard ourselves from our lusts and our desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَٰلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze and to guard their chastity. That is purity for them. And then Allah says to the believing women, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing women to lower their gaze and to guard their chastity. And Allah, He praises those who have chastity in many places in the Quran. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers, they have attained success. Who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their private parts, those who guard their chastity, they are those who attain the true success. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever guards what is between his two beards and what is between his two legs, I guarantee for him paradise. Whoever guards between his two beards, meaning the mouth, from doing sin and evil, and what is between the two legs, I guarantee for him paradise. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, that every Muslim or a woman, if she does her five prayers and she fasts her month of Ramadan and she guards her chastity and she obeys, it will be said to her, enter paradise by any gate by which you please. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the gravest danger to chastity, the gravest thing that destroys the chastity of a Muslim is the zina, committing the act of zina. It is one of the greatest transgressions and the most evil of sins. Listen to these words of Ibn al-Qayyim radiallahu anhu, one of the great ulama. He says, in the book of Allah, Allah has compared shirk and zina and called them the most najis things. He puts shirk alongside zina and homosexuality. And he calls these the najis. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, no sin corrupts the heart more than these latter two sins, zina and homosexuality. No sin destroys the heart or corrupts the heart more than zina and homosexuality. They distance the heart from Allah Azza wa Jal. If the heart acknowledges them, then it will become distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. End quote. You see how the grave danger of zina is, beloved brothers in Islam. Allah says, comparing zina and talking about the destructive nature of zina, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. The three gravest sins: calling on others besides Allah, killing a soul without right, and committing zina. Whoever does that, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. Whoever does that shall receive the punishment. وَيُضَاعِفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. His punishment will be multiplied on the Day of Judgment. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهَا مَهَانًا. And he will live therein in humiliation. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. Except those who turn to repentance to Allah and believe and do good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning about even coming close to the act of zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. He says, do not even come near to the act of zina. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It is an indecency in an evil way. Beloved Muslims in Islam, zina is not the characteristic of a believer. In fact, it's something that we should hate in our hearts. We should have hatred for this sin. It is repulsive to every pious person and anyone who fears Allah. Allah says, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشرك أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. The adulterer, the fornicatoress, the female fornicator, no one shall marry her except another fornicator like her or a mushrik. And the one who does fornication, he shall marry no one except a fornicator or a mushrik. And forbidden is that for the believers. Indecent actions, it is forbidden for the believers. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, when a person does zina, he is not a believer when he is doing that act of zina. In another hadith, when a person does zina, his iman leaves him through his head. Until he leaves the act, then the iman returns to him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, zina leads to other disastrous actions and disobediences. It leads to corruption of the society. It spreads diseases that were unknown to man amongst people. It destroys the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It restrains the provision that Allah sends to a society. It destroys the family in the society. It spreads enmity and estrangement and hatred amongst people. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, zina is the cause of destruction and punishment descending by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the evil effect of zina. He said, if decency becomes broadcast amongst the people, then await a disease to spread amongst them that was never seen before. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if children are born out of wedlock in prevalence, then await, the people are awaiting or at the point of the punishment of Allah descending upon them. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, if there is openness of zina and usury in a land, then the people have allowed for themselves the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, narrated by Imam Ahmad. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, in a hadith that is marfu', reaching the Prophet ﷺ, there is not a people who break their word except killing will become spread amongst them. And there is not a people who broadcast and spread indecency except there will be diseases that will come about that were never known in the previous generation. Narrated by Ibn Majah wa Hakim wa Zahabi. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, remember that zina is a few moments of pleasure followed by humiliation and punishment. People are driven to it by their lusts and desires, but then they will have punishment. The pleasure will disappear, but the evil effect of it will remain. People who commit zina will be disgraced, they will be dishonored, and Allah is angry with them. The Prophet ﷺ, when he went to the Mi'raj, he narrates that he heard screaming of people coming from a place. So he looked and he saw what looked like a kiln, an oven. It was narrow on top and wide on the bottom. And he looked inside and he saw naked people dangling in that place, men and women, naked people. And every time the fire rose up, they would scream and shout. And he asked Jibreel, who are these people in this oven? Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, they are the people who committed zina. May Allah save us from all of indecencies and grant us chastity. May Allah make us of the chaste. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على امتنانه الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه وسلم. يا أيها الإخوة اتقوا الله. O beloved brothers in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever obeys Allah, whoever worships Allah, that person has achieved true success. Whoever obeys Allah, they have achieved true success and salvation. Brothers in Islam, if we live in a time when we say indecency and evil is widespread, and that it's hard to avoid all of the filth and indecency around us, then let us remember that Allah is watching us wherever we are. Let us remember that even if indecency is widespread, Allah sees us and is with us wherever we go. Let us revive the obedience of Allah in the land. Let us be the ones who revive the obedience to Allah in the land. Remember that Allah will shade 7 people on the Day of Judgment. One of those people will be a man who a beautiful woman called out to him to seduce him, and he said, I fear Allah. And remember that one of the most hated people that Allah will not even look at on the Day of Judgment and will not give mercy to them and will not forgive them is a old man who committed zina. An old man who committed zina. So we ask Allah to protect us and all the believers from the fitan, what is apparent and what is hidden. May Allah grant us all chastity. Beloved brothers in Islam, take advantage of these remaining moments and days and hours of Ramadan to get closer to the ulama and the shuyukh and the scholars. Remember to devote yourselves to ilm and make it your goal in life to increase your knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ was not commanded to speak more of anything except knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. So always make an effort to be devoted to the ulama and the scholars. May you be successful. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma fir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. Al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أختم لنا شهر رمضان بالقبول. اللهم أختم لنا رمضان بالقبول وأعده علينا أعوانا عديدة يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وعشية وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.